Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Voters in Maine could find out by tomorrow which candidate has come out on top in a hotly contested congressional race. It's the first federal race to use ranked voting. In the state's second congressional district, Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin had a very slim lead over his Democratic challenger, Jared Golden, after Election Day. But Poliquin did not win a majority of the vote, so the state's new ranked voting tabulation kicked in. And that means that people who voted for lower-tier candidates will end up seeing their votes go to their second or third choices. Today, Poliquin sued the state in federal court. He's claiming the ranked voting system violates the U.S. Constitution. Now, to help us sort all of this out, we turn to Steve Mistler, who is chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio.
What the attorneys for Republican Bruce Poliquin are alleging is that if you're a voter who goes in and just votes for one candidate, you have less say in the outcome than those who rank all three, if there are, in fact, three candidates. And they argue that that's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. Now, the counter to that is that all voters have a chance to rank all the candidates. And if you don't take that chance, that's your decision.
And it's being made clear by Bruce Poliquin's opponent that this is a system that Poliquin knew existed, of course, before the election was held, and he bought into it at that point.
That's exactly right. Basically, they're saying that to challenge this election system now is akin to changing the rules of the game. They're basically saying that voters went in knowing what ranked choice voting was and is, and to challenge it now when an outcome may not go your way, may not bode well in front of a federal judge.
So the way it works, just in summary, is you mark on your ballot who you want first to win, and then your second preference, third preference, fourth preference. And in this case, there were four candidates on the ballot. If nobody gets a majority, that is 50% plus one, then the ranked voting kicks in. So the candidate with the lowest number of votes is eliminated. And then those votes go to the candidates who are ranked second by those voters. That happens automatically. And then if there is still nobody who has a majority, they do another count and the next lowest candidate gets dropped off. So it's a cumbersome process. I guess in this case, because there were four candidates, there could be three rounds before the winner is named.
Yeah, there could be that many. And there was some recent exit polling that suggested that voters who voted for those independents because they were left of center had a better chance of ranking Jared Golden, the Democrat, as their second or third choice, and that could be the thing that pushes him past Poliquin's lead.
So this is a complex system and a time-consuming system, as we're seeing right now. The midterms were a week ago today. When voters passed this ranked voting law, they did so in 2016, and it was upheld after a challenge this year. What was it meant to accomplish?
Well, was it meant to accomplish a couple of things? One is that in governor's races in particular, not this recent one, which is interesting, we've had basically governors who win with 38 or 37% of the vote. People wanted their governor to at least win a majority. And they were also worried about what's known as the split vote. In Maine, we have a lot of third party or independent challengers who sometimes in more recent elections have appeal to the center-left electorate. And so there was a concern that candidates, Republican candidates in particular, could basically just run a campaign that appeals to their base, and then the center-left electorate would split and basically widen their path to victory because they would be splitting votes between a Democratic candidate and an independent who happened to lean left. And so it was designed to get rid of the spoiler effect or the split vote.
How much of the thrust behind this was also dependent on the fact that the person who won the governorship without a majority is extraordinarily controversial, Paula Page.
Yeah, huge. I mean, that was the thrust. So it was really interesting because before, again, this was sort of this idea that really hadn't gained much momentum and was viewed very skeptically by the two major political parties. But after Governor LePage won in 2010 the first time, it started to pick up steam. And then when he won re-election in 2014, that's when you saw a lot of progressive and left-of-center groups get behind this as a way to reform Maine's election system and basically prevent another Governor Paul LePage, for example. And that's also why Republicans have fought it tooth and nail. I mean, they really see ranked choice voting as an existential threat because they don't believe that a real, true conservative will be able to win under this particular system.
Just one final question. This is the first time that ranked voting has been used for federal candidates. To what extent are other states' election officials watching what's happening in Maine?
Well, I think they're watching very closely for a number of reasons. I mean, I think there are other states that are eyeing this election system as potentially not only just dealing with, say, a split vote or the spoiler effect, but also because ranked choice voting claims to deal with the partisan sniping that can happen during a campaign, and that candidates would be less inclined to go scorched earth, if you will, if they have to appeal not just to their base supporters, but to a wider swath of the electorate. We've seen some evidence that it's worked in Maine, but we've also seen the exact opposite. In fact, the very race that we are talking about right now was one of the most hotly contested and vicious campaigns that we've seen here. And that was a ranked choice voting election.
Well, we'll keep watching. Steve Missler, chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.